Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Shailene McNeil as we talk dietary guidelines in just a moment.
This is professional bullfighter Chuck Swisher. When you're up against a bull, fashion and charm don't matter. Once you're in the arena, if you're not at your best, it will show.
If you're looking for the best, look no further than Pioneer Cellular. When you need a signal, the last thing you want is to worry about whether or not it'll be there. Coverage matters, which is why Pioneer offers the best coverage. That's no bull. It's Pioneer's commitment. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 1-800-641-2732 to learn more.
Well, cattle producers, it's the Quartermaster Creek Angus Spring Bull Sale coming up Wednesday, February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling 85 two-year-old bulls from the top of their herd, also 80 yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more information, you can call Mike Schweitzer at 580-445-8275, 580-445-8275, or you can see their ad in the February Cowman Magazine on page 43. Quartermaster Creek Angus Spring Bull Sale, February 24th. Dr. Shailene McNeil is the Executive Director of Human Nutrition Research at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. In that role, she was on the front lines battling on behalf of cattle producers across the country with HHS and USDA when it came to dietary guidelines over this last year.
The dietary guidelines really started off to a rough start. We saw a couple of things that caused concern. Number one is major studies like the BOLD research that Chekhov had invested in, the Beef in an Optimal Lean Diet research that showed that beef can lower cholesterol as part of a dietary guidelines type diet was missed. The scientists that were reviewing the studies for the dietary guidelines missed this study, and they should not have missed this study. So that created some concern. We also saw some of the committee not understanding some of the basic definitions of lean meat and red meat and really understanding how much today's beef supply has become leaner. So those issues were raised, and ultimately at the end of the day, the secretaries reviewed the science and landed in a place that supports the science, and we see these dietary guidelines clearly saying now that lean beef can be part of healthy guidelines, and they are definitely part of the dietary guidelines.
What's the follow-up to make sure these recommendations are utilized and we get our due?
Well, the dietary guidelines are very important because they do impact things like the school lunch program, federal feeding programs, the military feeding. They also serve as that baseline that registered dietitians like me use for good guidance. So what we have to do now is focus on making sure that through the checkoff, we're showing the translation piece of the dietary guidelines. So we're featuring beef as part of a healthy diet that's rich in fruits and vegetables and whole grains so that the images and the recipes and the meal plans are all available when these dietary guidelines start to get put in practice, whether it be a dietitian giving advice to a client across the table, a school lunch menu, et cetera. We want to make sure we have the tools and tips and resources that show how beef is part of these guidelines.
And Shailene says they're also working on the concept of expanding the circle of influencers that the cattle industry is regularly communicating with. For example, not just communicating with dietitians, but also with physicians.
Our producers have asked us to think a little bit harder about the way we reach physicians, and we've had some learnings. We know that physicians are talking about nutrition to their clients and patients, and we want to, in the future, we'll be looking at how we get more physicians educated on beef nutrition so that they can carry that message as well.
Dietitian and nutritionist Dr. Shailene McNeil, working on behalf of cattle producers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 14 to 16, at the State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.